missed you all so, so much. It's been a long time, hasn't it? Can we just give our kids a round of applause for the time? I'll come over here. The time in which they spent in lockdown and they weren't able to be here with their friends in Sunday school and Kids Connection and with their teachers, and they were so patient. They were so patient as we waited to be back together again. So we're so thankful for all of you and for the time in which you spent at homes. Did you all watch us on the TV? Yes. Yeah, you're going to say that anyway. I won't ask if mums and dads watched us on the TV. That would be cruel. It's great to have the children in with us today. It's our first family service in ages. It is. And that's what a family service is. It's a time for family. We're a family. If you're here today with your family, great. If you're here on your own today, if you're watching us online today, you are part of the Moss Vale family. And we love you. We love each and every one of you. And it's just a pleasure to be bringing God's word today on this family service. So the boys and girls in Kids Connection have had a fantastic month of teaching and learning. Thank you so much to Fiona and to Shona and the Kids Connection volunteers for all their hard work and getting things off the ground and getting back together again. And this morning I'm going to touch upon a story that you heard just a couple of weeks back. But before we look at the story, I wonder, have you ever lost something or misplaced something? Maybe it was your homework jotter. In fact, a show of hands, have you ever lost something? Your homework jotter, your PE kit, your car keys, your wallet, a few folk in the balcony with their hands in the air. Oh, it's not a nice feeling, is it? It's not a nice feeling when we lose something that's important to us. Yeah, panic starts to set in. Where is it? There are five people in our house, in the Orr household. Five people. And we have five mobile phones. And I wonder if there's any other families in the house today that play the find the mobile phone that's missing game. Have you ever played this game? What you do is, you all stand like statues, very still, and somebody says, let's phone the missing phone. You're laughing because I know that you've played this game. Let's find the missing phone. And then what you have to do in the Orr household is you have to be very quiet, like you're all going to be today. And we're going to listen for the missing mobile phone. And this game is made even more difficult when the person who's missing their phone has it on silent. Yeah, and you have to listen out for the vibration. But maybe it's not that you've lost something precious to you, but maybe yourself, maybe you've been lost. Mums and dads and big people, maybe you've found yourself lost. You came off the motorway too early. You were lost on your way to maybe your new classroom or your new lecture hall at university. Or maybe you've been lost in a supermarket at some point. You've chosen to hide under a rail of clothes, Gabriella Orr. Giving your mum such a fright, and there she was sitting under all the coats, quite happy, eating her Haribos. As mum was ready to phone the police, it's not very nice when you lose something precious, and it's not nice if you get lost. It's not. So if you haven't guessed already, church, today we're going to be looking at the lost. And perhaps you're maybe feeling just a little lost right now. Maybe finding your way forward has become a bit difficult for you. And it's not just for our teenagers who are starting university and thinking about what course that they want to do. It's not just teenagers that feel lost. Sometimes the mums and dads, they feel a little lost. Well, the Bible talks a lot about the lost. It does. The term that's used to refer to the lost is anyone who doesn't know Jesus. I wonder, do you know Jesus today? We will be lost forever until we find Jesus. The Bible talks a lot about the lost. Jesus spoke a lot about the lost, didn't he? And his mission, Jesus' mission, was to come to earth, and it was to seek and to save the lost. And some of the verses that I'm going to speak today are going to come up behind me on the screen as Madeline puts them up for you, and you can read along with me. So Jesus came, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. So Jesus did not only come for the people who were lost, but as I said, he spoke a lot about the lost when he was here. And Jesus spoke in word pictures and in short stories. Now I wonder, can anyone tell me what the short stories that Jesus shared were called? Because I know that you've been learning some of these. Yes, Hannah? The parables, well done. Jesus shared stories and they were called the parables. And he would tell stories about things that were familiar, things that people understood, things that people saw and heard and took part in everyday life. That's why there's lots of stories, lots of parables about sheep and about goats and about farming and about baking bread. It's because that's the things that the boys and girls would have understood at that time. I wonder if Jesus was here today, well, he is here today, but if he was here today in person, he would maybe tell a parable about the wee boy that lost his mobile phone, or about Lilia who lost her purse on the way back from the cinema, because he would share a parable about something that you understood. Well, in Luke chapter 15, there is a story. In fact, there's three stories. There's three short stories in Luke chapter 15, and it's about three things that are lost. And we're going to learn all about those three things today. But before we look at what's lost in the stories, let's have a think about who was listening. Who was listening to Jesus? Well, it tells us that the tax collectors, the notorious sinners, that's just those that were well known for sinning, they came to listen to Jesus teach, just like you've come today to listen to me teach. Then there was the Pharisees. They were the teachers of the law, and they weren't happy. They weren't happy with Jesus because Jesus was hanging out with the sinners and the tax collectors. So we know that those were the people that had come to hear Jesus. So out of all of the people that were there listening, I wonder who was lost. Well, I'll tell you the answer. They were all lost. You see, there was people there that were lost and they knew they were lost, and that's why they came. Because they knew that Jesus was the one that was going to lead them out. Jesus was the one that was going to find them. But there was people that were there that were lost, and they did not even know that they were lost. And today in our church today, who is Jesus speaking to today? Well, he's speaking to you guys, the boys and girls in Kids Connection. He's speaking to our family, the church, the congregation. He's speaking to those people listening online, and Jesus is speaking to you today, the lost, and perhaps you don't even know that you're lost. I'm sure in your life, boys and girls, there's people that you're praying for right now. Friends that sit beside you at school, maybe family members, maybe your next door neighbour, and they're lost. And I know that you're praying for them, aren't you? You're praying for them to come to know Jesus. Well, let's look at what Jesus says about the lost. So Luke chapter 15. And the first thing that we find out that is lost, let me see what I've got in this big bag here. Oh, isn't it cute? This is Tim Hills. It is? You can ask him. So let's look at the lost sheep. It says, and Jesus told them a parable, but be quiet. If a man had 100 sheep, and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave these 99 others in the wilderness and go in search of the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he's found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. And when he arrives, he will call together his friends and his neighbors, saying, rejoice with me because I found my lost sheep. In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over the sinner who repents and returns to God than the 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed. So I wonder, church, Who was Jesus talking about here? Well, he was talking about a little lost sheep. Now, does the lost sheep know that it's lost? I don't think so. It's just a wee sheep. It's just wandered off. Perhaps it wasn't listening to the shepherd. Perhaps this wee sheep thought, well, do you know what? The grass is greener over in this meadow. So I'm just going to go over here. The sheep needed its shepherd to guide him and direct him, but he's got lost. And you know, there's a prophet in the Old Testament, and his name is Isaiah. Say Isaiah. Isaiah. And Isaiah says that we are all like sheep that have wandered off, yet the Lord laid on him the sins of all. What Isaiah was saying is, we are all lost. Mums and dads, boys and girls, we are all lost until we find Jesus. So in this parable of the lost sheep, the shepherd doesn't say, I've got 99. I won't bother going and looking for this little lost one because I've already got 99, Seth. Why bother and go and find that one? But he doesn't do that. He leaves the 99 because this wee sheep that is lost is so important to the shepherd. And you know, the Bible says that Jesus is the good shepherd and he knows his sheep. And when they're lost, he will go to find them. And there's a beautiful picture in this story. And if you've maybe got a picture Bible at home, a Bible that's got pictures in it, I want you to look up these stories today and look at the pictures. There's a beautiful picture in this story where the good shepherd carries the little sheep back on his shoulders because he doesn't want him to have to walk back all by himself. He carries him. In church, that's what God does for us when he finds us. When we're tired and we're battered and we're weary and we're worn, he lifts us up and he carries us. And there's rejoicing. I'm going to put him in there. He wants a wee sleep. There's rejoicing because he's found his little lost sheep. And that's what happens when we are found by Jesus. There is rejoicing in heaven. When we move on to the next story, who wants to find out what's lost next? Well, this time, reading from verse 8, let me see what else I've got in here. Ah, here we are. This time, it's a woman that's lost something. And she's lost something precious to her. Now, it says in the passage, it will come up on the screen. I'm not going to read it to you. I'm just going to tell you the story. It says that she's got 10 silver coins. Ah, I've got a golden one. Correct. What's inside this? Don't tell anybody. Don't. I've only got one. I've only got one, Andrew. Oh, I could do that at the end. That's a good idea. So she didn't have golden coins. She had 10 silver coins and she lost one. So how many has she got now? 9. Well done. You've been listening in school. Well done. Now, you would think, do you know what? I've got 9. I'll just not bother looking for that one coin that's lost. But no, the Bible says she lights a lantern. I don't have a lantern, Gordon. Let's improvise. She lights a lantern. Are we on? Okay, I can't light a lantern. Health and safety. Kevin would give me a row. She lights a lantern and she goes and she searches all throughout the house for that one silver coin that's missing. Now, surely you can't buy much with that. You probably wouldn't get a couple of penny mixtures with that one silver coin. But to this woman, this coin is precious. To you, God's sons and daughters today, you are precious. And there is nothing that God wouldn't do for you. There's no lengths that he would not go to for you. In fact, we know the lengths that God went for us. He sent his son Jesus, and Jesus died on a cross for our sins so that we may be found. Hallelujah. 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 So how do we make sure, boys and girls, that the lost in our world today are found? Well, just like this woman shone her torch throughout the house looking for that coin, you are to be that light. We've got a tree outside and it lights up at night time. Have you seen it? And it lights up so brightly that everybody who passes Moss Vale at night time can see the light. And you're to be that light. You're to be the light in your classroom, at your football training, at your dance class, at the Zumba, in your workplace. We're to be that light in the world. There we are. Thank you very much, Gordon. The Bible says that we are to be like a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Your light is to shine so brightly that no one will miss it out. And they will be drawn to it. And then the lost will come to know Jesus because you have shone your light in the darkness. So that was the story of the lost coin. And did you read above me what it said about when the lady found the lost coin? It says that there was rejoicing. A bit like the shepherd that found the sheep, there was rejoicing, and she could not wait to tell everyone that the lost was now found. Who wants to move on to the next story, the final story? I wonder what's lost now. Let's have a look in my bag. Tim Hill, if you get any more toys in here. Oh, here we are. Okay. Again, this is Tim's. Where is he? I'm going to be in trouble. Hello, Tim. So we're going to talk now about the lost son. I wonder if you'll behave. Stay there. Okay, so the story's going to come up on the screen behind me, and big boys and girls might want to read along, but I'm going to share this story with you. In the other stories that we've heard about, the lost sheep and the lost coin, well, they didn't know they were lost. They were just simply lost, mindlessly lost, we shall see. But in this story's about a boy. And the boy is lost. Only the difference is he knows he's lost. And this is the story of the prodigal son. Have we heard this story before? Because I know that you heard about the lost sheep, but I'm pretty sure that your Sunday school teachers have told you all about the lost boy as well. So this is a very well-known story, church. You know it well. There was two brothers. Yeah? Two brothers. And one of the sons said to the dad, I want my money. Do you see that, your dad? I want my money for the tuck shop. I want my money. Only he was looking for his inheritance and his dad wasn't dead. Give me my money, he said. And he took all the money and he left his father. He left his father's household. He thought, I know better. Something out there is greater than in here. Mm-mm. And he left. And he spent all the money on wild parties, on alcohol, on things that he shouldn't have been doing. And the place in which he found himself in, a famine hit. And that meant there was no food, and there was no water, and he was starving. And he begged a farmer, he says, can I come and work with you? And he was so hungry. Have you ever been so hungry in school, your belly rumbles? You think, can't wait till 12 o'clock till the lunch bell goes. I'm so hungry. Well, he was really, really hungry. And he was working for this farmer. And he was looking at the pigs. Have you ever seen what pigs eat? Oh, that would put you off your lunch. And he was so hungry, he thought, I might just eat what they're eating. And you say you don't want to eat your carrots and your Brussels sprouts. And he thought, I'll just have to eat what they're eating. And in that moment, the Bible says he came to his senses. Is it today for you? Is today the day that you come to your senses and you realize that you're lost without Jesus? And he came to his senses and he remembered something. He remembered that he had a father who loved him. And in that moment, the lost boy decided to make his way home, and he thought to himself, even if my dad lets me be one of his servants, even if my dad lets me work for him, surely I'll get a better dinner at the end of the working day. But he was wrong, because all that time that he was away, do you know what his father was doing? His father was waiting for him. He was waiting for him. You can see him coming down the hill. And his dad's standing there outside the house and he's waiting and he's got his arms open, ready. Not to smack him on the bottom. No, the Bible says he hugs him. Oh, we want to hug each other again, don't we? He hugs him and he kisses him. And do you know what else he does? He throws a big party. He gets some nice clean clothes. They have a steak. Yeah, they have a big steak. Yeah, I've had a big steak as well. It's lovely. They had a big party. And the father says, there is rejoicing because my son who was lost is now found. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Yeah, thank you, Logan. Amen. You know, he thought he was nothing. He thought that because he'd spent all his dad's money, because he did life his way, he was too far gone. But guess what? The Father was waiting for him. And there's a story in this story for each and every one of us today. So who was Jesus talking about in this story? Well, it's everyone who at one point maybe believed, you know, God loves me. But then they decide, you know what, I'm going to do it my way. I'm not going to listen to God anymore. I'm not going to listen to Pastor Hugh and Pastor Debbie anymore. I'm not listening to my mum and dad when they say you need to read your Bible and go to church. It's good for you. I know better. It's for the people that aren't here today, that are perhaps decided to do something else today instead of being here in God's house, when they think they know better. When they think that what the world has out there for them is far greater than what God has for them. But all that stuff is short-lived, which means it doesn't last forever. Sooner or later, we have that moment when we realize that we are so, so lost. But you know, the Father doesn't say, too bad, you left. The Father's waiting. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to say, Father, I am home. I'm coming back to you. Now, isn't it interesting, boys and girls? Everything that was lost, when it is found, there is a party. There is rejoicing. Because you see, God the Father loves us so much that there is rejoicing in heaven when the lost are found. When you come back to God, you're not too far gone. You're not insignificant. You're not like an insignificant coin that's not worth looking for. You're not an insignificant sheep that's not worth looking for. God loves you, and he will go to great lengths to bring you back. And when you come back to Jesus, there is rejoicing. So we were talking about the lost today, church. We've come to the end today. And in each of the stories, there's a thing that's lost. But you know what's really important in all of these stories today is the person that goes in search for it, because it is precious. In church, we are precious to God, and there is nothing that he wouldn't do for you. So how can the lost be found? Well, it all begins with opening up our hearts and saying, Jesus, I'm lost, and I need you in my life. And we're going to pray a prayer just now, boys and girls. It's maybe a prayer that some of you have already said. It's maybe a prayer that some of the big people have said, but maybe they need to pray it again. Maybe it's time to say, do you know what? I want to listen to my shepherd. I want to listen to my Father. I want to walk with Jesus. And if you want Jesus into your heart, if you want to pray and ask Jesus into your heart, and this goes for anyone in church today, if you believe that God sent Jesus to die for you, for your sins, and if you receive Jesus today, you will never be lost, never, ever again. So when all eyes are closed in the place right now, let's bow our heads as we pray. Let's come to Jesus now. And if you have never asked Jesus into your heart, then these are the words to pray. And as I pray these words, and this goes for the big boys and girls in the church today also, you've never accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, but you recognize today that today's the day that you want to be found in him, then pray these words with me. Dear Lord, I believe that you love me. I believe that you sent Jesus Christ to die for me. Lord, I'm lost. Please find me. Forgive me for my sins and come into my heart. I ask you now to be my Lord and Savior. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if you've said that prayer for the very first time today, would you tell someone? Would you tell your mum or your dad or to Shona or to Fiona or one of your teachers? Because I know that they would love to pray with you. And big boys and girls in the church today, if you've prayed that prayer for the first time today, would you come and speak to us? Would you come and speak to Pastor Hugh or myself or the prayer ministry team at the Cross? For we would love to pray for you also. So thank you for listening, boys and girls. Haven't they done an amazing job? I'll put Tim back in the bag.